6:30 at 96.1 WSBT and live on the Sports Beat app. I'm Darren Pritchett. Sean Steyer's right across from me, and you have a very special guest to talk to.
We do. Joe Walker from Mishawaka High School won the state wrestling championship for the Cavemen Saturday at 182 pounds. Joe, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You brought the whole cheering section in with you. We've got to, it looks like we've got some family. Who all's with you out there in the hallway looking in?
Yeah, I have my father, my mother, and my nephew.
Your nephew. What's your nephew's name?
Anielito Rosado.
And does he wrestle as well?
He's probably too. Yeah, next year.
He's going to get started, right? There's no choice but to get started right now. How many years have you been wrestling, Joe?
I started in seventh grade, so about 5 years.
So five or so years at this point. So what was that feeling like Saturday night down at Bankers Life Fieldhouse to be, you know, kind of going through this journey as a wrestler? I know you'd been to state a couple of times when they finally raised your hand and you're a state champion.
It was an amazing feeling, you know, nothing like it. Being down there for the first time, first time in the finals, it was just a wonderful feeling.
But you had been, you'd made it to state at least, what, was it two other times your last 2 years before?
Yeah, sophomore, junior year.
Right. So let's go through what happened at semi-state, because I know you went into semi-state, you were undefeated, right? And then you injured your ankle at some point. And then, so you win your first match, right? And then you had to injury default a couple of times, which meant you ended up taking fourth place. So let's go through what happened with the injury. When did the injury happen and how did it happen?
So I was at practice. It was that Wednesday, so 2 days before semi-state. And me and my drill partner were drilling, you know, and going live and stuff, getting ready for semi-state. And you just came down on it wrong a little bit, and I tweaked it. End up having a high ankle sprain and a stress fracture in my fibula.
A stress fracture in your fibula as well?
Yeah.
So you won a state championship. You won, what, four matches last Saturday, Friday and Saturday with a fractured fibula and a high ankle sprain?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that you've never had an injury like that before.
No. I mean, I broke my ankle last freshman year, but no, I didn't compete on it. So
going into that semi-state, what are you thinking as far as what you're going to be able to do when you've got, because I imagine you know there's a lot of pain going on in your leg.
Well, my first match, I really didn't know what I was going to do. We just took it match by match, like my coach said. I mean, I felt it out. It was a lot of pain, but I learned, like, my second match how to wrestle a little better on it, different styles. And
so you won two matches then at semi-state, and then it was the next two that you defaulted. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what was that conversation like, sort of deciding whether or not you were going to try, and, you know, kind of what were you guys weighing, and what was that conversation like making that decision?
Well, like the sports trainer that was there as well, he kind of, you know, gave me the clue to kind of like make it. It's kind of on my decision, but he invested to probably forfeit those last two because he said he'd rather me rust up instead of doing those two and making it worse. So, I mean, the coaches told me it was my decision, and, I mean, it came down to, do I really want a state championship? So, I mean, the last two, I know I could have probably won, but I just decided to take those two and forfeit instead of re-injuring it and making it worse.
We're with Joe Walker from Mishawaka, won a state championship at 182 pounds at the state wrestling tournament last weekend. So then you go to state, and because you placed fourth at semi-state, that means you've got to wrestle a first-place wrestler from another semi-state in your first-round match. And, oh, by the way, if you lose that match, your season is done. So what's your mindset like with kind of all that in your head going into that first match down there at state last Friday?
I mean, it was a little stressful because I've wrestled the kid before. He's a great competitor. I know he's, you know, one of the top wrestlers in the state as well. But me and my coaches, you know, we just told, you know, stayed positive, just match by match, wrestle hard, wrestle tough, give it my all, whole 6 minutes.
It was, well, it ended up being more than six minutes, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because you go to overtime, and the video is pretty cool. Just who's the assistant coach that everyone's talking about right now? He's jumping up and down. He's going crazy because you come out of the bottom, you put the guy on his back, and, of course, you end up pinning the guy to go on after that.
Yeah, his name's Yancey Gradeless. You know, he's always been there for me. Great coach, great person.
I'm looking out at Mom and Dad, and they can see us right now. You guys probably weren't nervous at all when that was going on, right? Yeah, I bet. I bet that was a little bit tense. So when you win that first match, is it a pretty big relief, you know, as far as the next couple of matches, getting to the state championship match?
Yeah, it was pretty relieful. My coach just told me, you know, that was probably my toughest match that I'd have. So me getting through that match was kind of a confidence builder.
And then your teammate, Jacob LaPlace, he ended up placing second as well last week. And he's, what, one weight class above you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you wrestle quite a bit during the season against each other in practice and that kind of thing?
Yeah, he's been my drill partner since seventh grade, so we've always been going back at it, you know, battling each other and making each other better each day. So without him, I would probably not be as good. And so, I mean, he's been my drill partner ever then.
I wanted to kind of go back leading up to state. Were you able to really even practice very much before the state tournament?
No, so right before that state series, well, the state tournament, like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I just swam, you know, stayed up on my cardio and everything. There wasn't much wrestling I could have done, you know. So, and then that Thursday, I kind of drilled, felt what it felt like. And then Friday, there it was, and I just had to wrestle.
You went to the Mishawaka Youth Wrestling Club earlier this week, I saw, and showed them that your gold medal and all that. Why was that so important for you to do something like that?
I just want to give back to the kids, you know. They're in there battling, getting better, trying to get a state title, and I just want to show them that, you know, anything's possible if they, you know, just keep up the good work and keep wrestling.
I see your dad's already got a Michigan cap on out there. You're going to Michigan to wrestle next year, right?
Awesome. Yeah.
So what was that decision like? Who were maybe some of the schools that were talking to you about next year wrestling
My
in
top
college?
Five were Purdue, Iowa State, Indiana, Michigan, and Rutgers. And, I mean, it came down to it was a pretty tough decision, but Michigan was just – the best choice for me financially as well as, you know, me pursuing in my career further.
So I imagine everyone's pretty excited about that. And obviously, I mean, Iowa State is one of those programs with a lot of history as far as wrestling and stuff like that. And I imagine that staying close to home so your parents can kind of get up there, was that pretty important to you?
Yeah, family has always been a big thing for me, you know. They always there for me whenever I need anything. They just always push me forward to be greater.
I just have to know, someone who wrestles, someone who's built like you, 182 pounds, how have you not played football at Mishawaka?
Well, I did play football my freshman year.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a fullback, and then I snapped my ankle.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I kind of came back off of that and focused on wrestling.
Not that Andrew Mason is glad that you broke your ankle when you were young, but he's glad, you know, that led to some more opportunities for him this year, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Could have followed in Chris Harness's footsteps just like Andrew Mason. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations again, Joe. It's obviously a great accomplishment, and good luck to you as you head off to Michigan, and we'll be following your career in college.
Thank you.
All right.
You know what? I think the Michigan football team needs some help with wrestling Ohio State defensive linemen.
So there you go.
Maybe keep that in mind. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And a little bird told me that the GPA is 3.6 right now.
Nice.
Awesome.
Getting it done
on the field and in the classroom.
That's right.
So congratulations to everybody. That's for sure.
Thank you.